Here's an interesting fact about TCB. The most popular episode on YouTube is the least popular episode on the audio feed. And the least popular episode on the audio feed is a best of, or what we used to call the best of the worst of, the commercial break. Here's a little revisionist history for you. Go all the way back to the beginning of the commercial break, and Chrissy and I did one episode a week, and sometimes we would skip a week. That went on for the first 20 or 30 episodes, until we got our shit together and decided we could, in fact, put in one full hour of work every single week. Somewhere around episode 50 or 60, we upped that to 2 episodes a week, and then the worse the show got, the more episodes we put out. But the more episodes we put out, the more opportunity for us to fuck it all up. And man, did we. I think we've got about 50 or 60 collective hours of episodes that we have never put out for one reason or the other. And on the off chance or the odd times that Chrissy and I were sick or needed to take a day off, we would haphazardly take that shit from the can, cut it up, and put it out as a best of the worst of the commercial break. On episode number 203, that is almost 470 episodes ago, I dug around the trash, found an episode where Chrissy and I talked about Vince Neil from Motley Crue and how terribly out of shape and out of form he was. And we broke down a couple of live performances that we happened to catch on camera in what was then the new studio. Because most of the episode was crap, I just put out that 17-minute clip on YouTube, and that 17 minutes still gets a ton of views on a daily basis. Ignoring the other 800-plus hours of content we have out there on YouTube, the algorithm has shined on the horse's ass of this 17 minutes. And the only time that this 17 minutes has played on the audio feed was that episode number 203, the best of the worst of the commercial break. And that episode is the least downloaded episode in commercial break history to this day. So now that you know a little commercial break trivia, welcome to a brand new version of the commercial break that I'm referring to as TCB Classic. So while Chrissy, Christina, and I lick our collective wounds from 28 days of nonstop recording for December, I'm going to put out the very first TCB Classic, episode number 203. 203 revolves all around singing. First, my bad singing from a long time ago, then Vince Neil's bad singing from not so long ago, and then bad singing by Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud from any given time in their catalog. That guy's a national treasure. Someone ought to protect him. I know I promised you a TCB infomercial with Felipe Esparza, and we'll get to it. It's a good one. But here's a TCB treat on a Friday, our very first TCB Classic, shining light on episode number 203, titled Puddle of Dud. I guess I'm going to have to do this.
Yeah, no
I'm
more stalling,
I'm so nervous Ryan. About this.
I know. Well, okay. It's just, the time has come.
Here's the story.
You're a good man, a big man.
I'm a big man.
For doing this.
I'm a man of my word. I don't want anyone to say that I didn't do this, because I did do this. This may be the first and last time this ever gets played on the commercial break, and who knows how long this episode stays out there. I'm just going to put that out there.
To be brief.
Here's the deal. I'm 15 years old, and I start a band with a couple friends of mine, Dan and Mike. I won't give away their last names in case they don't want to be heard.
Yeah.
Dan is an incredibly talented, like an idiot savant type musician. He can play multiple instruments extraordinarily well. He's such a great technical musician. And he is the lead guitarist and or the bassist of our band. And then there's Mike, who is a drummer, a self-taught drummer, and he's very good himself. Mm-hmm. And then there is me. And I am playing guitar, and I am singing, and I am writing the songs.
Oh, okay.
To the band that we named 33 Will. So bad. At one point, we got asked to go. I think this is actually our first show. We got asked to go and play a house party. We had been practicing in Dan's attic for like a year and making up these horrible, horrible songs that you're about to hear. And at one point, we got asked to play a house party. Somebody that Dan knew was having a house party. Their parents were out of town. It's like a Saturday afternoon at like 11:15 in the afternoon. I mean, it was like, it was like totally not conducive to this music. I'm not saying this is going to make any of the music any better if it was at night, but I'm trying to give myself some excuse.
Uh-huh.
It's like 11:15 in the afternoon. We're playing in someone's living room. We've moved all the furniture mainly out of the way. So now it's circling the room. And people are sitting on couches. Well, a person is sitting on a couch. And we're playing in front of a fireplace in someone's pedestrian house.
Okay.
In north of Atlanta. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Here is how this is the CD covers from the beginning until the end of the concert. Now, I don't have the time to play all of it, so I've got to be choosy. Oh my God. Okay, so let's just start. This is the beginning. This is us getting warmed up.
I like it.
It's a little mood music.
I can hear a little twinge of like a Pearl Jammy thing.
Oh, yeah. There's a there's a Pearl Jammy thing going on. Oh, my God. Tuning up the instruments, getting ready. Yeah, you gotta prepare properly. You want to make sure.
You gotta be sure everything's in tune.
It's like when Fish does a jam, right. And they're like, you know, they're in between jams.
It's exactly.
They're transitioning. Yeah.
You started with the transition.
We end with a transition. It's like starting the sentence with, and ending it with a preposition.
You're getting going.
This is so bad. This is the 26-minute intro.
Well,
we're just so scared. Like, if we just keep twanging around, eventually that song will come out. We don't have to play the ones we wrote. We're already 5 minutes in. We haven't even played a song. No wonder people left. They were like, who are these guys tuning their instruments?
Call me when they're done. Yeah.
You guys should have taken care of that outside or something.
I'll just do a sunny side up.
Okay. Sunny side up.
Sunny side up. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to go hide in the corner while you listen. This is so bad.
It's probably not that bad.
Totally. It's that bad. It's that bad. It's so bad. I'm so embarrassed. Okay, all right. Oh, my God.
Okay. Nice.
There's the only talented musician in the group playing the bass line.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we should have kept it like that. It should have been the whole song. You just keep on going, man.
It's all you.
Mike and I are heading. We're going to go upstairs and smoke a cigarette. We'll be back when the important part starts. I think there's another guitarist. I don't know who he is. It's very Doors-ish.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Oh. Very moody.
This is the end.
This is the end of your musical career, my friend. This is perfect for 11:15 on a Saturday afternoon.
I'm going to bring things down a bit.
Let me bring it so far down you can't hear me singing.
Yeah, I'm picturing.
Yeah, with all the drugs I'm taking.
Nice. Well, you kicked it up a notch. Oh, man.
We're at like a 13. The party's at like a 1. Oh, back down. Get moody again.
Yeah.
If you notice there, I started singing way before I was supposed to. I'm 15. Give me a break.
Yeah, I am. I mean, good for you to try.
Thanks, Hodley. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, everybody's got to start somewhere.
This is where we started. And the podcast is where we ended. Listen to my voice. I sound like Scott Stapp from Creed. Rah! Shut it up!
I mean, the bass line is good, I think.
It is.
At least that.
Yeah.
Again, we're going to give it up to Dan.
Got the
beat going. Mike's good. Mike's a good, solid drummer. Yeah. What am I making breakfast? This is my heavy metal song about Waffle House.
You've always had a love for Waffle House.
I never stop.
Oh yeah, take it back down.
Oh yeah. Guitar solo. All right.
Is that you?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if this is me, if there's someone else. Because we had a second guitarist sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that guy is with us or not.
Okay.
Sounds like me. It sounds pretty bad. By the way, this is the same talentless guitar playing that I impressed Astrid's parents with.
Right.
Also, my singing voice. Shut it up! Shut it up!
Well, in fairness, it was like a time when there was a lot of,
angst.
You know, angst and screaming and grunge was kind of, you know.
If I'm 15,
around.
This is 1991.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just when Pearl Jam and Nirvana have come out. I mean, not even. Yeah, I don't even think some of these albums had even been out.
Like Alice in Chains.
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are just channeling that energy is what we are.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd is really responding to us by walking out the door.
You're wearing your Doc Martens.
I was. Same Doc Martens I was wearing at 22 with the fish concert.
Did you have a chain? Like with the...
Oh, you know I did. You know I did. And not a small chain.
Right.
A long chain, like down below my knee. And not a real chain either. The kind that gets wet and it starts peeling. Because I'm 15 and I can't order it.
Right.
I can afford a Fender Stratocaster, but I can't get a pair of shoes. Clean underwear or a chain that works. But Sunny Side Up! Oh, it's so bad.
Well, don't be too hard on yourself.
You know, sometimes like people, they like meditate to their former self. You know what I'm saying? They believe in like, you know, the string theory and multiple universes and time is just a dilation and you can talk to your younger self.
Okay.
I just keep telling my younger self, you're eventually behind a microphone.
Right.
You're not much better at that either, but at least you're not screaming. Sunday time up! And where are these lyrics coming from? I'm talking about all the drugs I'm taking.
Oh, well.
Oh, man. I bet I have the lyrics somewhere in one of these lyric books. There's 22 songs in here, folks. So there will be another episode of this, and I will try and get out the
lyrics.
You
were like a season of 21 Jump Street.
I was. Well, a couple of them are cover tunes.
Oh, right.
We actually do The End, I think, by The Doors.
Oh, okay. That
and
makes
we
sense.
Do In Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine, which is a song that like had just come out. So this must be 1992, actually, probably.
Okay. Here we go now.
Here we go now. I'm channeling my inner Anthony Kiedis. Here we go now. All three of the notes we're playing sound really good.
Do you want to know what the rest of the song says? I've only heard Sunny Side Up.
Well, you can't hear me because I'm not actually singing the microphone.
Yeah.
This is the thing that I remember doing. This is, by the way, it's just. Can you imagine being at like an afternoon brunch house party? And this is what's coming at
no
you?
No one was brunching, let's be real.
No, everybody, they were doing keg stands in the back.
Yeah, yeah, there was a keg.
Smoking pot, just trying to
parents
chill out.
Parents are out, you take advantage what time of the day, it doesn't matter. What
yeah,
time of
that's
day.
Correct. All these guys were hoping like Widespread Part 2 was walking in the door and they got Creed. 5 years before Creed was a thing. They're like, wow, that's a really bad impression of Eddie Vedder.
Well, you couldn't get any better, so you got 33 Willie.
You couldn't get any better or any better, so there you go. Hey, we paid inside the budget, which was $0 and 0 cents. I don't even think we got free beer at that point. Anyway.
You just needed the experience.
Oh, we got plenty of experience. But I remember a thing that I did.
Oh, what's the one where you fell off the stage?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I think my music, I think my singing got a little less like in imitative. Like I wasn't trying to imitate somebody. Here, clearly, what I'm doing is I'm trying to imitate a bunch of different singers of the time.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not using my own voice. Not that my own voice was any much that much better. I was not a great singer in any stretch of the imagination. But what I've noticed about some of these old recordings, I have a habit of moving away from the microphone because I think I'm scared of being heard.
Scary.
Right? It's scary.
Yeah.
But then when I get loud, I'm like, okay, well, I might as well just scream at this point.
Kick it in.
Sunny side up!
Yeah.
I like my eggs and sunny side up!
Here we go now.
Covered in smother! Extra bacon! Cream with my coffee! The fuck am I
thinking? What were some of the other names of your songs?
Do you remember? I've got them right here. Slide. Here's one called Slide.
Slide.
I think the Goo Goo Dolls then stole our song. Remember that? Why don't you slide?
I don't think it was.
Why don't you slide? That was it.
I think it was called Smile.
No, Slide.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, why don't you slide? Remember the Goo Goo Dolls?
Oh, yeah.
They were like a hardcore punk band that turned into like, you know, the Goo Goo Gaga. Why don't you slide? What other songs did they sing? God, I can't remember.
Yeah,
they were bad. It was bad. We all sang their songs back then, but it's bad.
Everywhere.
Yeah, you don't hear those songs on the radio anymore. Okay, this is by 33 Willy. Before we were known as 33 Willy, we were known as Slowhead. That was the name of the band. Slowhead, make up your own interpretation of that one.
Yeah.
Yes. 15-year-old boys. Danny, 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 Dean Bodie Show. Slowhead.
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 Oh my God.
So bad. It's so cringe.
So 33 Willy,
Slowhead, and
Chopper Johnson.
I don't think
all have references to penises.
I want to say this. I don't think Slowhead was my idea. I don't know whose it was, but it wasn't mine. I would have never named my band Slowhead. 33 Willy was a much better name.
Was this the same band too, where you showed up and Tina dropped you off and you were?
That's Chopper Johnson.
That's Chopper Johnson.
Yeah. That's the act. Like this is my teen. This is a teenage band, right? This is a high school band.
Right.
We're doing this thinking that we're going to be famous. Yeah. Obviously, the talent is not there yet. I don't know where the talent scouts were. Clearly. I mean,
you were still developing.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Puberty, yes, basically, exactly. Was how we were developing. I was still waiting for my balls to drop. Somebody sign up! I just can't get over how bad that is. This is my teenage band. But then in my early 20s, mm-hmm. I joined a band called Chop that I affectionately named at some point Chopper Johnson. We named Chopper Johnson.
Right.
At some point. Chopper Johnson was a more adult band. They were... I don't even know what that means.
Meaning you were adults in it?
Meaning we had to do porn to save pay the bills? I don't know. I think we played at a strip club once. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Meaning they were older than I was.
It was a more mature band,
and they had recorded albums. Uh-huh. They were like, and they had the same, their manager was the touring manager for Rush.
Wow.
So their band manager was the touring manager for Rush.
I mean, that's big.
They were going places until I showed up. They were well on their way.
And then you joined.
I came and took a hammer to the
torpedo.
Track. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to change the name to Chopper Johnson.
That's right.
And I'm going to sing. And we're going to really take off.
Have you guys ever heard of 33P? No? Let me play you one of our classics. Sunny side up. Sunny side up. Oh my! Listen to the cheers. Listen to the crowd. Not one person. Not one person clap. Not one fucking person said anything. They were all like, "Wow."
Okay.
I guess. I guess we should come back later. What time do you say your parents get home? 7. Can we come back around 6? Will these guys still be here? Oh my God, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. I don't know if I'm laughing because I'm embarrassed. This was,
Yeah.
So when I knocked on that, when I knocked on that door.
If you did this last week, then you could be embarrassed.
I couldn't have done this last week. Imagine in a little record label had picked us up. You know what I would be? I would be like, puddle of mud. That's what I would be like. I would be like that Wes Scantlin guy running around drunk and high on heroin trying to explain my music. And people would
say, what Sunny Side Up means.
Yeah, people would say, don't worry, everything old comes new again. Not for some people. I don't see the Goo Goo Dolls running around with a farewell tour. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't work that way for some people. I don't want to be running the, you know, Boys to Men, What's Left of NSYNC, and 33P. What is that music compilation? Time Life Music Collection presents the best of 33P. Enjoy all the old classics like Sunny Side Up. And slide. You can only find this collection exclusively on Time Life Order Music.
I would love to see a VH1 Behind the Music with 33B.
I'd like to see any of us survive 50 years old.
I'm picturing you in like a stool. You know, y'all are all kind of hanging out. There's a black curtain behind
picturing
you.
Picturing stool is about right for 33B. We also were playing behind the porta potties at this particular party. Not one person clapped.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, tough crowd. A crowd insinuates that there were more than one person listening. That didn't happen. So to get back to the story, when I showed up with Tina, I answered a personal, like not a personal ad, but an ad in like a the Creative Loafing, a local alternative
looking
trade
for singer.
Looking for singer, you know, band with whatever, you know, album looking for singer. And so that's when I showed up at the door. Tina dropped me off and the guy was like, yeah, here, take these songs and call us back in a week with some ideas. And I was like, I don't have a car or a phone, but I still have my Blue Dog Martens from 33B. Oh. You want to listen to Slide? Why not?
Oh, yeah, we're in it now.
Yeah.
I heard a woo.
I think that was us. I think that was me.
Or maybe it was the dog.
It was Mike. It was Scoot. Yeah, his name was Scoot. We called him Scooter. We called him Scooter. Scooter. It was the dog. Arr! Arr, arr. Hey, Mike's drumming pretty good here. Yeah, he's getting going. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but Mike's going. I'm sure I'm going to come in and ruin the song at any moment. Yep, there I am. Remember Rob Zombie?
This is kind of Metallica, yeah.
Remember White Zombie?
Yes, White Zombie.
I sound like the guy from White Zombie. Yeah. Why am I trying to emulate the guy from White Zombie?
Oh, he was successful.
Was it White Zombie? Yeah, it was White Zombie. Not White Zombie. White Zombie was with... Oh, that was the Cranberries. Never mind. Never mind.
you're getting more confident.
Yeah, or drunk. One of the two, I'm not sure. Well, I'm getting more confident because I realize no one's listening.
Because you are getting drunk.
Yeah, I realize no one's listening. Okay. At this point, there's no one in the crowd. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm playing to nobody. Yeah. Just like when we're playing in the attic. Yeah. I think I've been disarmed by the fact that there is no one there.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of treating it now like band practice, right? Yeah. And at band practice, we can be as bad as we want to be.
Right.
And it shows.
Never tell me something. What you looking for?
What you looking for? To be fair to those of you who were not born or around in the 90s, there was much worse music than this that was playing on the radio.
Yeah.
Not the singing, but the actual music part. I just want to let you know that.
What?
I said, this is Dan slapping on the bass. He's had plenty of practice at home. There's some comic relief. But hey, I'm Brian. I'll be here at Chuckles Laugh Factory all weekend long. Wow, what witty banter, Brian. It's Jim Morrison-esque.
It is. Has Astrid heard this?
7 miles. As Astrid? No, she has not. This will be the first time. I'm praying this is one of those episodes she won't listen all the way through.
I'm Brian.
Kate said he was listening. I'm Brian, in case you're taking pictures for some magazine. Okay.
A-R-Y.
I'm Brian, like I'm introducing myself to people. Like, I'm Brian, nice to meet you. People are like, dude, enough. I thought Dave's parents were gone and we were going to get hammered. I was going to French kiss my girlfriend. Instead, I got to listen to this shit. You're blocking the stairway. I can't even get to the bedrooms. Fuck, man. Oh, I shouldn't have taken that LSD. Slow head is killing me. The guitar's ripping into me like a million knives.
Brian might have just said it's time to take a break, but some of us have to work right now. And by work, I mean gently nudge you, nay, beg you, to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Because listen, the more followers we get, the more clout I get with Chrissy and Brian. If you've got something to say, give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB or shoot us a text. One more thing. Check out our website, tcbpodcast.com, where you can find all of our audio and video and even request a new sticker from the Contact Us form. Bye!
I feel like you deserve a prize just for making it this far in this particular episode. You had to suffer through 33P, just like the two people who happened to show up at that house party. So you deserve a prize you shall get. Chrissy and I one time did an entire episode on Vince Neil and Motley Crue. I started finding all these really funny videos focusing on Vince Neil's vocal performances. This guy is a hot mess. I'm not ever sure he was a really great singer, but as of late, he's drunk, out of shape, and it appears he just doesn't give a shit. He doesn't know his own lyrics, he gets exhausted just walking on stage, and he's trying to convince everybody in the audience that whatever he's doing to that microphone is actual singing, but it's not. For a couple of different reasons, we never ran that episode. And now, for your prize, the gift at the bottom of the cereal box, I am going to play Chrissy and I
reviewing Vince Neil live from Who Fucking Cares, singing the song Kickstart My Heart. Honestly, this is one of the funniest things I have ever heard. I hope you feel the same way. But don't go anywhere after this. I'll be back to present one more segment of this episode of the Best of the Worst of the Commercial Break Podcast. Enjoy. Go Google Motley Crue Rockin' Rio on YouTube search it.
Okay. What year was this from?
2015, I think.
Okay.
So many smarter and funnier guys than me have actually put the so we're about to listen to him sing Kickstart My Heart.
Okay.
Vince Neil and the band play Kickstart My Heart. Vince is obviously drunk, fat, out of shape, out of breath. But he barely sings the lyrics. They're like, it's like mumble rap. You can't even fucking understand
no.
it. So what people have done is they have gone made their own lyrics and put them on the bottom. Now, I don't want to show those because that's somebody else's video. I mean, you get it.
Yes.
I don't want to like take credit for somebody else's video. But wait until you hear the trash coming out of this guy's mouth. You don't even need to be watching this video to hear how bad this is. Okay, this is going to come on in 1 second.
Oh, is that Nikki?
That's Nikki. No, that's not Nikki. That's the other guy. The guy who's dead. Nothing like sliding your hand across a guitar for 3 minutes.
Wow.
I can already hear in the comment section. Fuck you, man.
All right.
Wow!
Woo!
Just listen. This is so good.
Whoa.
Drive through pudding gonna cover me. It's so bad. A wag out! Now I got a cop. Heavenly.
Midnight 103. What? Being back 103?
Wag it, slap, wag it high on me. 1, 2, 6, 4, 3, 2, 3. Wag out. Wag out. I think the real lyric is, what is it? Look out. My heart. Kickstart my heart. Right? But
yeah.
He's like, look out. Wag out. His every inch of his diaphragm is straining to make that noise. He's like, he takes a huge breath in. Walk out. Walk out. You know the old Batman where they had
pow.
Pow. Bam. Yeah, there was one that was like, wapow. Right? Wapow.
Oh, God.
Oh, more.
Wow.
He's like making cat noises up there.
And then just pumping his fist in the air.
Yeah, he can't move because he's so big, so he just pumps his big fat arm up in the air. I love this.
Kicks up my heart,
no, but never dies.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He sounds like
area, Rio.
Sounds like a dead cat.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, this is what a heart attack looks like live.
Jeez, I know. I feel worried for him actually. Looking for another good time. I was just able to decipher that.
He can't came up with lyrics. Good time. Wow. Look at his pants. He's wearing the same pants I wore for 12 years. The bell bottoms. Uh-huh.
Pretty girls, yeah. Yeah.
Here comes it. Kick some heart, I'm about to die. He can't remember the lyrics.
No.
And they're, by the way, they're pasted all over the stage. He's got lyric sheets all over the stage. Look down next time they do a stage shot. A lot of musicians do this now, right? Or they have an actual teleprompter.
Sure, it's helpful.
Yeah, I mean, when you Rolling Stones or the Grateful Dead. I mean, I don't know if the Grateful Dead does this, but, you know, I know there's some bands who do this. They have such deep catalogs. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't remember every single lyric to every single song, even though I wrote it. I mean, I can barely
remember. Pretty big hit for them, though. I bet he's sung that a ton of times.
Yeah, there weren't too many. It's like Dr. Yeah. Feelgood, Girls, 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 and this one.
Right, Kickstart right? My Heart. Yeah.
All the other ones are like, nah. I could understand.
Wow!
I don't know how he makes it through a whole set.
Yeah.
Yeah! This reminds me. This honestly reminds me of me and that band.
33
feet. So bad, yeah. Yay! Instead of going like, yeah, he's like, yay! Can't breathe. Wow! Look at him. He's drenched already.
He's sweating.
He's been out there for 5 minutes.
Start my heart, yeah.
It's whispering.
Start my heart, yeah.
We was on this plan. All we needed was a laugh. Years come by, say we.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, you have to have the girls on there on stage to take away from the distraction.
You better have something up there.
Yeah, from Vince if not it's, remembering.
If it's me and you, this is the best thing that ever happened at a concert. We're like, this is incredible. I hope someone's videotaping this. If this is people who actually came to see Motley Crue because they enjoy Motley Crue,
yeah.
They're like, what in the world? He's not even singing words. He's just like, hey, that's it's a weird series of honking noises. Still.
Ooh, he looks really out of breath.
Yeah, he's out of shape.
Wow. Let's do fire and have girls.
He's giving up now. He's just like, I'm just going to point to the crowd.
Yeah.
Have them sing.
Me,
baby. Oh, yeah. Scattly diddly doot da doo. He's scatting. He's like, scattly diddly da doo. Kickstart my skiddly doo. Wow.
It's bad.
I could honestly listen to Vince Neil slaughter his own music all day long. It is one of the most humorous things to me on the internet right now. Vince Neil making a mess of his own songs. Okay, I got one more segment for you, music related. Unlike Motley Crue, Puddle of Mud never saw any kind of sustained success. In this segment, you'll hear that Chrissy and I struggle to even remember one name of one song from Puddle of Mud. And I don't think anybody would remember Puddle of Mud if it wasn't for their singer, Wes Scantlin's interesting and rather bizarre behavior on and off stage. In this clip from SiriusXM XM, where the band manages to get in the studio early in the morning, but it's obvious Wes is worse for the wear. And what does he choose to sing? One of Nirvana's most beloved songs. I have a feeling from the moment that Wes Scantlin woke up, or maybe he was just still up that morning, shit was gonna hit the fan no matter what. Lucky for us, it hit the fan directly in front of the cameras. Here's Chrissy and I reviewing Puddle of Mud, singing Nirvana during this most infamous of live performances. I'll be back after this nightmare of a performance to wrap up this episode of the Best of the Worst of the Commercial Break Podcast. Enjoy! And I'm talking, of course, about one of the greatest bands that has ever lived, really. I mean, when you think of artists, famous artists, like the best rock bands in the world, who do you think of?
Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Nirvana.
Pearl Jam. Maybe you throw in a Grateful Dead in there.
Absolutely.
There's lots of emo bands that were My Chemical Romance. There's like, you can go on and on and on. Think of all these wonderful.
My Morning Jacket.
Willow Smith, who I think is just excellent. She's I'm all about her right now.
You're a willowing willow.
Yeah. Six Dimension. But I think of one band. One band stands out to me. Tantamount amongst the rest.
Okay.
All the rest are small little minions compared to one huge behemoth, juggernaut of a band that came out in the late 90s and kind of had a run through the early
2000s.
I
think it's Juggernaut.
It's a juggernaut? I thought it was a juggernaut. It's not a juggernaut? I think
it's juggernaut.
Juggernaut? There's no R in there? There's no R in juggernaut?
I don't know. We'll look it up later.
That for me. They had a lot of songs on the radio. They toured relentlessly. They made fans of every person that ever heard them. I'm talking, of course, about Puddle of Mud.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I mean, that was...
Name one of their songs.
I didn't even have to...
Name one of their songs. Isn't it Superman?
Muddy?
Yeah, Muddy? You just making shit up. Isn't it Superman? I'll be your Superman or whatever.
Wait, hold on.
We should know this. Hold on. Look up Puddle of Mud real quick. We should know
this. You look
up
Puddle of Mud. Okay. I'm looking
you look up
Juggernaut.
Yeah. Okay. Puddle of... I know the audience loves it when we stop.
Yes.
This is the high quality kind of entertainment you get here at the commercial break. Okay. Puddle of Mud with band members...
It's Juggernaut.
Juggernaut?
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. Okay.
Yes.
So they had, okay, here is their discography. I know, but what is their famous songs? Come Clean, Life on Display,
Come
Famous.
Clean.
Yeah, but what are the songs that, I really want to know the songs that that they had that were famous. And then I'm going to get into, let's see here.
Well.
Puddle of Mud, She Hates Me is one that I think we could all know.
Yeah.
And now she hates me. I'm on a whiny woman. She's on a whiny. I know I'm not doing his voice justice. I know there's a lot of Wes Scantlin fans out there. So excuse me if I just, you know, I have to. Because anytime I hear that song, I just, it gets so catchy. She hates me.
Good old Puddle
of Mud. Wes Scantlin and his Puddle of Mud crew came into what I believe is a Clear Channel or iHeartRadio studio one early morning, and decided to do one of their Live at Five bullshits or whatever the fuck they were doing. And they decided to cover.
Was I there?
Were you there?
No, we used to have live performances in where
we did.
Were.
I don't think we had anybody that famous.
Yeah.
I think we had that guy from Hootie and the Blowfish time.
We did, and we had Lady A.
Lady Antebellum? Well, they don't call themselves Antebellum
Lady
anymore.
Lady A.
Yeah, people got upset about that. They came into the studio. I think this is in New York.
This is a highfalutin.
They decided to do a Nirvana cover. Highfalutin. Yes, this is super fancy shit right here.
Okay.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB, and you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
Are you ready for one of the greatest vocal performances that you have ever heard?
I'm always ready.
Your
for
ears
that.
Prepared?
I think so.
Are they powdered and nursed?
They're fluffed.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
I want you to listen to Puddle of Mud covering Nirvana's About a Girl. I'm going to let this run for a minute, then we'll play back the tape.
Okay. He's really getting into it.
Does it look like Wes Cantlin's about to take a shit on the
it does.
On the iHeart floor? Or am I just confused? Okay, I'll let it run. I'm sorry.
And it's wild. You hang me out to dry. I can see you every night.
Next to him's like,
I know. Everybody in the band is like, holy shit, we're dying a slow death live on radio. First of all, second of all, I want you to notice that half of the band members, of which there are four, are wearing pajamas. That's
they
how
are.
Early it
They're
is.
Wearing pajama pants.
So I'm not here to beat up Wes Scantlin 100%. I'm just 80%. Because I will say this. In first thing in the morning, if you're a singer, like I was in 33P.
That's right. You know.
Those early morning radio events are really difficult to do because yeah. I never did one. But I imagined that if I had to wake up early. We tried early morning band practice. Like we were having a couple shows. Yeah. So we tried to go like, you know. And I say early morning. I mean like 11:30
right, 11.
In the morning.
Yeah.
We'd all just like be so hungover and... And we tried the early morning, and it never worked because it's really hard to get your gears going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nighttime thing, right? For
yeah.
sure. But, you know, Wes is...
It's like us trying to record at 10 a.m. when we tried this a few weeks ago.
I said, come at 10 to 2.
I saw, come at 10.
To 2.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Pick up number 2. I do. Keep up. Take with you.
It's getting worse.
What year was this? Like, was Nirvana still alive?
No. Okay. This is like 5 years ago.
Oh, no. This is 5 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. When did he died? 97, I think. Was it 96 or 97?
Yeah.
96 or 97. No, this is like five 95. Years ago. Poor Wes, man. He's just trying his little heart out.
He's really screaming.
Nothing's working. He's got this look on his face where he's like taking a dump. He's like, I do hope a number poo. I do keep a day with you.
Yeah, but what's the other guy? The other guy's like laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing. He's like, well, there goes my regular paycheck. I mean, this is well past Puddle of Mud's prime.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is Sirius XM, by the way, not Clear Channel. But so I think Clear Channel or Sirius was just like, Puddle of Mud's going to be in town tomorrow playing the Rinky Dink Arena in front of the circus. You guys, what do you think? Want to bring him in, have him do a song? Yeah, sure. We'll throw it on the internet. This has like 380 million views because it's the worst vocal performance that's ever been recorded by a professional musician. Well, at least the guitarist has got it together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least, there you go. A little guitar solo.
Is that the bass?
No.
He's doing the guitar.
Yeah, he's doing the guitar. And I mean, he is struggling.
Yeah.
He's struggling to put it all together.
Yeah.
And when you're playing and singing at the same time, it's not an easy thing to do.
Really?
Well, imagine your mind's working on one tempo
right.
here and one tempo here. So it's difficult to do. I give him credit for that. I do hope you...
Number two. He said number two.
Dude, he goes, I take a number two.
He said it.
SiriusXM studio number 3. This is CEO SiriusXM. What in the good fuck is going down downstairs? It sounds like there are rats dying right below me. Oh, no, no, no. That's just Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud. Oh! What? Get him off our radio before he kills the whole satellite industry.
Yeah. He's really trying.
I know. It sounds like... If diarrhea had a voice,
that would be it. That would be it.
Take it, and it's wild. You hear me out to dry. I can see you every night.
Lord, it's painful. Cover flop. I love it. This island is cover flop. The musical instruments sound great.
Listen, not a particularly difficult song to play, but all the rest of the band came and they brought their A game. Now, Wes, I think Wes is high. That's my personal opinion. Because no one makes this kind of face unless there are narcotics involved.
Maybe.
In the situation. I love it. It's the Wes. You're so good. Well, that was 3 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Wow, 316. Four less.
Okay, now, just listen to the beginning of the song for a second. Watch his face right before he goes into it.
He's gearing up.
He's like, I hope they don't know I'm fucked up. That's a face I've seen. That's a face I've brought to the gas station many a 6 o'clock in the morning. To get beer when that 6 o'clock beer unopens. I do use my credit card to buy some more beer from you. Sorry, man, can't open my mouth. My teeth are wired shut.
Exactly. I've ground them down.
That's why I need the beer to unlock my mouth. It's been 3 hours since we had beer. Do you remember the days when you would walk into the gas station? I remember when I walked into the gas station.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this. That there was one time when I was living downtown and there was a couple of gas stations. They were like half a mile away. You could take the back roads to them, right? So I felt it was safe. I remember after one particularly long night, I needed beer because that was the only thing that was going to cure my woes.
Yeah.
And it had been about 4 hours since I had had a beer. So first of all, watching the clock was a painful event, right? Yeah. I just was waiting for 6 o'clock to roll around. And when 5:58 finally came around, I just never forget this. I decided that it was now appropriate to get in the car and start making my way. Beer clock. Mm-hmm. And I get in the car, which I was driving this big old, like, hefty truck at the time. Like, I don't even know what you call it. Like
hefty.
A Ford. It was a Ford.
Like a Bronco?
Like a Bronco. Okay, that's what it was. Okay. It was like a Bronco. You know, it was a four-door Bronco. And I just remember.
Jacked up wheels.
Jacked up Brian. It's what it was. Jacked up wheels, jacked up Brian.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, like, backing down that driveway in the neighborhood, driving like 6.5 inches per hour because I didn't want to get right. pulled over. Right. Mm-hmm. And I only had to make it half a mile to the gas station. Every side street that there was, I decided to turn into to make sure that I wasn't being followed by a police officer. By the time I got to the gas station, it was 6:45. I was like, it was just such a mess. I stood out. I sat in the car for like 15 minutes deciding whether or not I really wanted to go into the gas station. Drugs are a hell of a thing, kids. Stay away from the drugs. That's all I got to say. Wes Scantlin obviously did not stay away from the drugs because he is a hot fucking mess.
Now,
let's review this in more detail, Chrissy.
Okay.
I need an easy friend. I deal with the head to head.
I mean, again, my cue is from the guy to the left of him, stage right.
Stage right.
Stage right.
Wow, Chris, look at you.
Stage right. Stage He's right. laughing, and he has pajama pants on.
He has pajama pants on. He's laughing probably because he knows how fucked up his singer is. Yeah. He's like, God damn it, when I left him at 11:30, last thing I said was, no more cocaine, go to sleep. We got to be at Sirius XM at 5:15 in the morning. And Wes said, yeah, no problem, bro, I ain't got any more blow. Meanwhile, in Wes's brain.
Oh, thank you for this too. I do, but you have a clue.
He's just trying so hard.
I mean, his facial expressions are painful looking.
Just imagine, you know, when people stick their head out the window at 100 miles per hour, like the dog is going down the street with the it's like his face is all pulled back and floppy. That's how Wes looks every time before he opens his mouth.
Take it and it's wild. You hang me out to dry. I can see you every night. Rain.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's
what do you think the Sirius executives are saying at this moment? If there are any Sirius executives that attended this particular event.
Yeah, they're like, this was a mistake.
Yeah, they're thinking, we should have left Puddle of Mud alone. They were fine where they were.
We should have had them do an instrumental.
Yeah.
But maybe they're thinking.
And somebody made a bad call on. I wonder if anybody lost their job over this.
I wonder if like, they are the ones that decided to cover this or it was somebody that suggested it.
Here's my guess. Because this is how, because just knowing, being in a band for so long, being a
you've got
singer of a prominent rock band myself, I know how this goes. You go on tour, right? And you're touring. You know, whatever.
Nursing homes.
200, nursing homes, house parties. Nursing home, house parties, and, you know.
It's a nursing home house
band party. Band number one out of 22 that will play on Monday night starting at 6:15 in the afternoon.
Right. You know the drill.
Yeah, you're playing 200 nights a year. You don't want to play your own shit always. And it's so true. What usually happens is, like, during a sound check or when you're in the van or when you're just stopped somewhere or whatever, some guy goes, hey, let's play, Nirvana's About a Girl, you know, and they start twiddling around and they play it.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not a particularly hard song to cover. To sing, it is, because Kurt's original register is very high.
Right.
But Kurt had an open throat. There is nothing open about Wes right now.
No.
His teeth are clenched. His mouth looks like he's taking a turd. His vocal cords are absolutely closed. Like, there's no air going through those vocal cords. That's why it's...
Yeah.
You know, and so they just pick this as one of the songs.
We have you to break this down.
Yeah. What happens if Brian's not here? I know. Then it's just another useless Wes Scantlin breakdown video. But when Brian's here, it's just another useless Wes Scantlin breakdown video.
You bring a breadth of experience.
I do. It's all bullshit, but, you know, at least I'm trying. Wes's throat is so close where Kurt's was not. Mm-hmm. He had this, like, very free, scratchy, you know, lot of air going through his mouth. That sounded actually technical. So I think this just, they happened upon this song as one of those songs that they would play every once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Probably like the rest of us.
Let's bust it out.
Yeah, when they were high on cocaine at the hotel room, they'd be like, let's play About a Girl again. We'll get this one down. The crowd will go wild. And so they broke this out. They said, hey, we'll play About a Girl if it's cool with you. Unfortunately, they didn't count on Wes being up for 6 days in a row before he showed up. But I think this is how his voice has always sounded. Because I went back and listened to a couple of their live performances.
Puddle of Mud.
Well, Wes Scantlin more specifically. Okay. Tours on his own. He does like the casino tours. You know what I'm saying? Casino and small clubs.
Okay.
People show up. And the reason why they show up is because Wes is inevitably fucked up, and I mean way fucked up. Like, sometimes he's fallen asleep on stage, sometimes he just sits there and smokes cigarettes and yells at the crowd while the band is playing. There are all kinds.
That's one way to do it.
Incredible videos about Wes Scantlin. No, he's got a bad drug or alcohol problem and probably some mental issues to go along with it.
Yeah,
so I don't want to make fun of that, but it's kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? He just, like, tips over on stage one time. He's sitting on a chair, he's singing the Puddle of Mud songs, which are not meant to be sad. And you don't, if you're going to have a band called Puddle of Mud, You don't sit on stage. That's not what you do.
No, you gotta
it's all
rock
about
it.
The cocky Rocky dick shit, right? You're just wow. She hates me. Hates me.
What?
So he falls over all over the place. Wes is a hot fucking mess.
I didn't realize this Wes about is
a
hot Wes.
He's a notorious mess, too.
Although I've just never paid attention to
No, why would you? Unless you spend 57 hours in front of your computer every day staring at absurd YouTube videos, then you would know. But just know, this is not unusual for Wes.
Okay.
To phone in a par horrible.
For the
par for the course is exactly right. Let's let's listen just to another minute of this.
His head like rose up further off of his body.
I know. He went like 7 inches in the air.
He went turtle.
Yeah. Poor Wes Scantlin.
Yeah. Hope you have the time. Number two.
He does say, I do take a number two. Uh-huh. Didn't he? Is that the actual lyrics of the song? God, I think so. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Hold on 1 second. I'll go back to about a girl.
I don't think it said lyrics. I do take a number two.
I don't know. Let's see.
It could have. Kirk could have gone down that road.
I do pick a number two.
Oh,
I'm standing here in your line. I do hope you have the time. I do pick a number two, meaning T-O-O. I do pick a number two. I do keep a date with you. He says, I do take a number two.
I'm pretty sure he said take.
Just to bring it to that next level of, you know, artistic authenticity.
Creativity.
He made his own lyrics to About a Girl that included, I do take a number two.
Yeah.
Which is so apropos for his face.
It really is.
Yeah.
No, keep on.
Yeah.
It goes with you. I mean, that guy is laughing.
That guy is
the guitarist is laughing.
Thinks this is way too funny. It thinks it's way too funny, which makes me believe maybe that this is all a joke. Like, maybe Wes has always been singing this song badly. Yeah. And either the guitarist is like, I'm going to get you, dude.
Yeah.
I hate all your fucking drinking and drugging and boozing on the tours. Yeah. I hate the small paychecks I get because you wrote the only song that ever mattered in the Puddle of Mud category. So guess what? I'm going to fuck you, dude. And
yeah.
He said, go ahead.
Yeah,
you know what we
encouraged.
Should do?
Yeah. He encouraged it.
We should do About a Girl. It's so good. You did such a good job with that. Wes, ain't you? Ain't you?
I know.
Well, let me sing it here. Hey, guys, let's sing About a Girl. Ain't you? So bad. Well, you know, I was never a big Puddle of Mud fan in the first. Did you ever like Puddle of Mud? Do you ever know any of the Puddle of Mud song? Do you ever care about Puddle of Mud?
Well, there you go. Wasn't that fun? It's 2 days after Christmas. The post-holiday depression is slowly setting in. The holiday channels on satellite radio are soon to go away. You're disgusted with yourself about how much you ate during the holiday feast, and you have no idea how to tell your spouse. That was a terrible gift you gave me. But you can always count on Brian and Chrissy to make you feel a little bit better about yourself when you turn us on and wonder how exactly we make a living doing this. Financial acrobatics, my friends. Financial acrobatics. Okay, but you do have to admit, after almost 700 episodes, we have earned the right to play an old one here or there. We've been your friends through thick and thin. We've seen you through almost 5 years of life cycles. You've probably been through a relationship or two, maybe had a child or two, most definitely had a job or two, and probably cycled through a few comedy podcasts. But for some reason, like that bad meth addiction, you just can't put us down. I'll admit, it surprises me anyone listens, but I'll also admit, and I've said it many times before, there are a lot of people on this earth, and many of us are not well. And if you couldn't tell that I'm one of them by this first segment of the show where I delusionally thought I was good at singing, then your crazy picker is off. Okay, well, the new year is right around the corner, and Chrissy and I will not disappoint. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, brand new episodes, all of us in the studio, some of us drunker than others, and you will not want to miss my New Year's Day revelation. about being helmet buddies with a professional baseball player you will know by name. Drama drops everywhere. I'm spilling the tea. I don't give a shit anymore. I've entered crazy age where white people either join a cult, spend too much money on CrossFit, or start a podcast they refuse to stop despite all evidence they should. So hey, tune in next Tuesday and Wednesday, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, brand new episodes. Okay, I'm gonna let you go so I can go spend time with my family. My wife may or may not right now be planning our divorce. TCBpodcast.com. That's the whole shebang. That's everything. Audio, video, information about Chrissy and I, free TCB swag. It's all there, one location. Get your free swag by hitting the contact us button, say I want my free sticker, give us your physical address, and I will send you literally everything I've got. Also, be a doll face. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. We started posting again, so that's a plus. TCB Podcast on TikTok, as long as TikTok's around, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for all of our episodes on video from the new studio. You got to check it out. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. The same day that they drop here on the audio feed, they drop on the video feed. And just a few days later on Spotify. That's right. Press play on Spotify. Turn your phone sideways. There you go. There will be. And one more thing. As we round into season number 6, seasons really don't matter anymore, so I don't know why I'm saying this. But as we jump into 2025 and the 6,000th episode of The Commercial Break, please feel free to text us. We would love to hear from you, and we actually respond. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Text messages of comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas. I will literally do free therapy with you over text message chain. That's right. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Hey, I'll pick up the charges. Why not? What's one more dollar in the red? And if you're feeling extra froggy, you can leave a voicemail. All right. Until next week, when we see you back in the studio, I must say, I will say, and I do say, best to you and goodbye.